Okay, Rabosai. We left off with the Rambam. We were discussing. This is not for us. We were discussing what Marzutra means. What Marzutra is saying. We're not sure exactly every word and every letter of what Marzutra said, but more or less what Marzutra said was Itain v'Amar Laisu Tresadi Lashude Le or Lashude Li. Didarbe Tlashani Bimamu Lelya Tanase Taina. What does Marzutra mean? We saw two pshatim last time. Okay, we saw two pshatim last time. One pshat was what we called Most Rishonim. Most Rishonim said this is dealing with whether you need Eidos Yom Balayla or not, right? So Rove Rishonim said that only if the Ma'arer is Toein, then the Machzik needs Eidos Mefureshes al Diras Yom Balayla. Then number two, we have the Yad Ramah, and the Rambam adds, right? The Rambam, he says two things, right? He thinks Marzutra has included two things.
They said on the board to your left.
What?
It's on the board to your left.
It's on the board to my left. Look at that. Amazing. Look at that. If the Ma'arer is towing, then the Sokrim are Psulim La'edos, and we need other agents. Okay. That's the two pshatim that we analyzed at length last time. There are many other pshatim, at least three other pshatim in the Rishonim here. Tosos brings down two other pshatim. First, Tosos brings down the pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. It's also found in Rabbeinu Chananel here. Not printed on the side, but it's found in the on the Bar Ilan. Says Rabbeinu Chananel says it's referring to the issue of Psulei Eidos. Referring to the issue of Psula Eda, but in the opposite direction. And the taina is not really a taina so much as, aha. If, says the Rebbe Chananel, not if the Ma'arer is toy, if the Machzik, it's not really a taina. It's not that he's toying something, just that he does something. If the Machzik brings previous tenants, they are kashrul eidos, and they are kashrul eidos, even though they already paid the rent. Well, for the Rambam, we paskined against the Shach, and the Yad Rambam is very, very clear. They're Psulim Le'edos, sorry, let me just add a asterisk here. Even though they are holding the rent line, right? So for the Rambam and Yadamah, that from our tainas, if the Ma'arer tainas, we pass on Le'edos even though they say we haven't yet paid the rent. And what the Rebbe Chananel says is, if the Markama, not if the Matzik, not the tainas, he just comes up with a hop, I won't bring the current Edom, I'll bring the previous Edom who moved out 5 years ago, then, or even moved out 1 year ago, then they're kashrul Edos even though they already paid the rent. Why are they kashrul Edos even though they already paid the rent? Says Tosfos here quoting Rebbe Chananel, all the other children also quote him. Demar Zotra Kaya Pirchad Rav Yemar, etc. He says, how is he with diagnosed Lashon? He says, Laisu Tresadi, let two people come. What do you mean, let two people come? The people are there now. You don't say, let them come. They're here. They're obviously going to be interrogated. They're obviously going to be subpoenaed by the parties. No, let two people come you don't know existed from ancient history and come testify. They're not why they're not known to be Dusan. Because the Negiva Eidos, that if the Machzik loses and the Ma'arer wins, he'll ask them to pay him rent. Because he says, you paid someone else, you didn't pay me yet. But over here, he doesn't know they exist. It's a because HaPesha Asar, Pesha Hitter. He has no basis for suing them except for their own Pesha Asar. And therefore, since he doesn't has no way of knowing that they're Eidim except based on their own admission, therefore, they're not no Gimbe Dusan. The Ramban objects to Rabbeinu Hananel and says, is that so Pashut? After all, even they moved that 4 years ago. They lived in the house for 3 years. That's their testifying. Luchora, I know in those days they didn't have Google and they didn't have, you know, a lot of our modern technology. But luchora, if someone comes to reclaim his house, he'll find out who lived there for 3 years. He might not have a security camera that know who came in and out every day. Or if someone lived in my house for a few years, I'm going to find out eventually and sue them. Is it so posh they're not no gibbe dusan? Just because, you know, they're the ones who got themselves into trouble. Whatever, he would have found them eventually. Anyway, okay, maybe we'll come back to that objection. But that's Rabbeinu Hananel. He says, Zakula in Nogea Gebe Eidos. Not like the Ramah, the Ramah. The fourth shot is Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it is also a kula, but nothing to do with Nogea Be'edos. Rabbeinu Tam garis the dayar nebe shalosh shamim uperish davai rabba davai shvirulei, etc. What he says is it's coming to make a side point. You need Eidos in day and night. What might you think? You might think you need Eidos on every day and every night, because clearly you need Eidos in day and night. You might think you need Eidos on every day and every night. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, not true. Etc. Kamar Zuchim Amarhi Duni Stam Shadarti Gimel Shon Mechesius Yamin Belelos Afish Lo Roh Mamish Kala Yom Valelos El Shabchezgas Kane Mechaz Kinoso Shakal Shah Mechlasa Pamba Yom Pambalaida Yuronos Obeso Tanasi Taina. It really was talking about the Eidos, it wasn't really talking about a Taina, but it means that if the guy brings Eidim Usua, a statistically valid sample. Basically, whenever we check day and night, they were there. You don't only check days or only check nights. Whenever we check day and night, they were there, even though they didn't see every day and every night. That is good enough. Okay, so says Rabbeinu Tam, says if the Eidim, the Machzik, brings Eidim Usua, day and night in general, every day and night, that's good Eidos. The fifth shot is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a girsa of the Gaonim, which is similar to a Rabbeinu Hananel. I can bring Eidim, and these Eidim will not be no gebe dusan, right? What does Rabbeinu Yonah say here? He says, raising his cause, I go on and cool him, Tonra, Lacey, Sadi, Lizhadu Lee.
meaning it's the machzik talking. I want to be machzir this edus, right? Mochiach sham machzik toin king. He wants to say like Ben Chananoth that it's not the ma'arer tining, but it's the machzik tining. But he has a different shot. Says Rabbi Yoma.
I got own him.
Says something similar to Rebbe Chananel. It's talking about being mashal in the Aegis. Being mashal in the Aegis. He says a little different. One of his likes, see, let me bring Adem. So he says, if Machzik brings the Sochrim to testify before there is an error, they are kafir le'edos, even if they paid the rent already. Even though Rabbi Yemer said that they're possibly if they paid the rent, they're only kosher if they haven't yet paid the rent, because they're no gavadavar. They're only no gavadavar if there's an error. I rented them the house for 3 years, and then Ru comes and says it's my house. Now they've been sent to fly. But if I rented the house for 3 years and I say, do me a favor, come to Bezdin and testify on my behalf, just so they'll know, if anyone needs to know, they'll know that you lived here and you rented for me, you lived here 3 years, day and night. Then that's valid, and they're not no-gin-be, do-son. They're not no-gin-be, do-son, because there's no error there. There is no one. They don't know there's anyone who has any claim to this house who might want them to rent. Okay, the Ephraim ask Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah is very similar to the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Ephraim ask Rabbeinu Yonah, that's a pashat. After all, why am I bringing them to court to testify that I rented them? They lived here 3 years, day and night. So in case anyone ever comes as ma'arer and says it's my field and you stole it from me, I'll approve Kesmiz Olshan. So then obviously I'm saying there is some suspicion that there will be an error someday. Once I'm telling the Eden to come to court because I suspect there will be an error someday, so they know there will be an error someday, why aren't they doing they do some? Okay, maybe we'll come back and try to analyze that as well. But one thing for both of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Yonah, there's room to argue, is this called Nogeya Ve'edos? On the one hand, it's not direct, immediate Nogeya Ve'edos. Right now, they're in no danger whatsoever. On the other hand, there is some chash of Nogeya Ve'edos in the back of their minds. So this is both, basically, both of these shitas have a chiddush. The chiddush is kevan she'ein kan negiya hashta lo chashivi nogin ve'edusan. And that's a chiddush. The Ramban argues on Rabbeinu Chananel, the Achronim Tzimkuf Mem of the Shulchan Aruch argue on Rabbeinu Yonah. The Torah even argues on Rabbeinu Yonah. Not so clear what he means. But the Achronim, the Taz at the end of his piece, and others argue on Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ramban says to the Rav, Shum, Shachosetin Ha'edim, Shema. Yimsa Hame'arir Raya Shadarusham Liyitbaosam. And the Achronim, the Taz for one and others, and then some Bixos of the answer, the Achronim, they know the Taz, Al Kof Meshbot, Kof Mehmet Yod, Tolkien, Al Rabbeinu Yonah. Each of these gets a seven Shulchan Aruch. I think Rabbeinu Yonah is Yod, Rabbeinu Chananel is Yod Aleph, if I'm not mistaken. Each shot gets a seven Shulchan Aruch. Misham, Sheyodim, Ha'edim,
Ulai Yavo error. Shahare Hamatik Atmo Choshesh Lakach.
Okay. So, you know, why, basically, at this point, we're saying that two of these stuff independent, so your standards are Nogiyah Be'edos. They're made of Hananel, or Yonah, are willing to be Makil. Say, they're not such a Nogiyah Be'edos muscle. Others argue with them, Rishonim or Achronim. The Torah also argues on him. The big Machlokes are from why the Torah argues on Yonah. So the Achronim say, no. You should have stricter standards than Nogiyah Be'edos. Okay, we'll come back to this together. Let us mention a sixth possible shot, if I read it correctly, which no one argued at the time, was in the intercode of the reading gospel. I'll intercode of the reading gospel in a slightly different way.
The alpha inter, the shame.
The reading gospel sounded a little different. He said, it's not that you need. It's not talking about whether you need Eidos of Ritzifah, it's talking about whether you need Ritzifahs. Right? That was the Lashon of the Iter. I don't know if I still have it with me. I do. So the Iter, Hari, Rav Ibn, Nagash, Kasa, the Marzucha, the Prushid, Rav Huna, Asi, the Eton, Hu, the Bari, Ritzifahs, the Lolo. Only the time is you need Ritzifahs, if not now. If you want to say he's like Rav Rishonim, which is not what I said 2 years ago. No, what he means is, if you time this, you need Eidos of Ritzifos. Otherwise, you can just work on a mistama there with Ritzifos. But what he says is that
you only need Ritzifos if the Ma'arer is towing, and that we analyzed 2 years ago. Why that would be, and we're going to leave it. For now, this is a Shitas Yachid. You know, I realize that maybe you could even say Lavdavka, he didn't even mean that. He just means you'll need Eidos Mefureshes on Ritzifos if he, but
certainly what he says is that you only need Ritzifos if the Ari is Tobin. He said, what's the Svara? If you take the Svara of that matches the Rimigash's other Shita and the Adramat, that's the problem with Ritzifos that maybe he came and checked and he wasn't there, then only if he's Tobin he came and checked and wasn't there, you'd need Ritzifos. Otherwise, why do you need Ritzifos? Now we analyze 2 years ago. Okay, these are the six Trump and Marzotra. Let's just
the difference between the Lushan and the Eden, meaning according to the first Ruby Show and the Eden are gonna say they were
according to Ruby Show, the Eden are not necessarily gonna say day and night. But we'll assume maybe they mean day and night. We'll assume there was day and night unless the guy's towing. According to the Bala Iter, even if we explicitly know he wasn't there at night, or he wasn't there every year, or he wasn't there every month. Only if the guy's towing, it's a problem. If the guy's not towing, it doesn't bother us.
If it's not towing, what does it matter?
No, if he times you stole it, but he doesn't time that I came and checked and saw you weren't there, maybe it doesn't bother us.
So the kind of tow.
Exactly.
The kind of.
So again, maybe I'm realizing now, maybe Lavdavka and really means first shot, like Bro Rishon, like the Riyagash doesn't say for Riyagash, or maybe you only need Ritzifos if the Me'arer says he came and found it empty, which is what we wanted to explain 2 years ago in our Hakira Ritzifos. If you want to say it's Lavdavka and really didn't mean anything, he just meant, of course, you always need Ritzifos. We just go out in a storm of their Ritzifos. You know, we get even to be explicit about Ritzifos unless the guy toins, then it's not a different shot. Okay, we at least have 5 different shots from Mar Zotra. Now, let's just take the Gemara, go on to Amud Beis, Umogi Mar Zotra, if that's the Girsa, or Umogi Rafa. Some of the shots will work with either Girsa. But Rochman of Zir after Rochman of Zir by Yaro, peddlers. The Abgar will taunt until you land on, even at a Taina, we Taina. What does he mean by Modi Marzutra? What does this mean? That somehow Marzutra or Rava, two different yourselves, or Eitosis brings two different yourselves, is Moda. If they're Roklin, then it's different. So what is this Moda someone?
Marzutra or Rava? The Roklin. What does that mean?
So obviously that's going to be something different according to each shot.
And there's a lot of love to stare that we already discussed. According to the first shot, we're talking about standards of proof. Do you say mistama? The day also counts as the night. Mistama, whoever's there during the day was there at night or not. Right? Question number one, what's the issue? The issue is the standard of proof, the mistama. So what's it say? Normally, mistama, who's there during the day, was there at night, unless the guy timed as you weren't there at night. And remember, time, story time, Shemo, we discussed last time. But sometimes you're tanina lei. What does tanina lei mean? Tanina lei means that the principle of sah, piso, ilay, or perhaps that's what it's based on. That we'll discuss a lot in this parak, that when someone is not capable of timing on their own, through no fault of their own, based in timing on their behalf. So perhaps this is what's based on here. What we're saying is that even if the guy doesn't taina, Bezdin tainas. And then what does it mean? It means that Bezdin toanim avor hama'arer. Bezdin tainas for the ma'arer. She tarek eidos al diras life labels. Bezdin tainas on his behalf. Why did Bezdin tainas on his behalf? Because the Rochel. Who's a Rochel? So one shot is, because the Marakama is a Rochel. What does that mean? Well, the Marakama is a Rochel. The Marakama is not around during the day and night. sorry. That's what the response says. So Ma'arer is the Rochel. He's not there a lot. Then he doesn't really know how to make tainus because he's not so aware. So we feel bad for him because he doesn't know how to make tainus. So we taina on his behalf. Here we have a machlokes im ha-me'arer Rochel. That's the Pshat of Rashbam. And many Pershing agree with the Rashbam, the Rebbeinu Yonah and the Rush. I don't remember who was on the Makorshi, who wasn't, the Rashi, the Biki Yosef, the Tosos Rid, Rashbam, too many people to write, right? Rebbeinu Yonah, Rashba, they might have been on the Makorshi. The Tosos Rid was on the Makorshi. Or, if the Ma'ar is a Rochel, then we tie it. What's the other possibility? What's the other possibility? If the machzik or the sochrim is a rochel, then we really suspect they weren't there a lot. All of a sudden, we suspect they weren't there a lot. Because after all, how often are rochlim there? Right? Says Rebbeinu Gershom to ihai machzik habi rochlim chaz barayis lo matzi lemeidu rigmo leilim they shahol up so russo but amar rochlim zaki yoshav lo ira v'hai lo yom litzu v'negdo came to kimla the rochlim of shahatad the beso shema ismei zebah.
Okay, here it's not exactly clear. Is the Rochel not there at night? Is the Rochel not there during the day? Let's just make this very general. Says the other possibilities if the Machzik is the Rochel. If the Machzik is the Rochel, then we say, come on, Mistama, he wasn't there all the time. Since when is a Rochel there all the time? And therefore, if the matzik is the rochel, we require edus that he's there day and night, even if the guy doesn't tie it. It's so obvious there's no mistama anymore. The mistama is for a regular guy. There's no mistama for a matzik. And this is the parish of Rebbeinu Gershom and the Rimigash and the Rambam and the Ravid and the... Okay, maybe that's, and others. Okay, so either way, meaning somehow we time that, even though you only have to bring Aegis and Fereshus on day and night when the guy time those, we time on his behalf when we have a suspicion, either because the Ma'ar could easily have been fooled, or because the Matzik probably didn't stay there for so long. And here, the Matzik, we would say, put the same shot, the Raven actually says, it's not sort of Matzik, talking about the Sokrim. the Rambam says, the Masik or the Sofrim. Meaning,
it's all the same idea. The people who live there on the Masik's behalf. Okay, how about if you go with the second shot, with the Yagurma, right? Then the issue is Nigdia Be'edusa, according to the Yad Ramah. So what did the Yad Ramah say? What do we need evil tantan? You know, like for the Yad Ramah, remember the Rambam over here does not make a big deal of this tanina. He throws the tanina, since he said both, chapter, he throws the tanina to chop one. The Yad Ramah, who says the second derech exclusively, says, what do we mean here? We mean here that if the Sokrim, then Tohanim, Bishvil Hamarer, Shenogim, Beidutan Hain, Ukvar, Shilmu, right. Remember what the Adraman said. He said that normally, once they're holding the money, we don't think they're going to be knowing they do something. But the guy Tanya, I think it's a trick, and they really already paid, and they're just stop holding faith. You know, some money they took out of their safe, which has nothing with Skardira. They're just pretending. We believe him. If they're both going to the Earth, we sure believe them, because it's good odds that they're lying. What are the odds? They were there day and night. The odds are very slim. And therefore, why? Because it's likely that they're lying. Because after all, what are the odds that Roslin were there day and night? Come on, unlikely. And therefore, on our own, we're kosher, they're lying. According to the pshat of Rabbi Hananel, what does Rabbi Hananel have to say? If my zutra is about bringing previous tenants, what does bringing previous tenants have to do with Roslin up here by Yoros? Seems a little unlikely that previous tenants would have to do with Rosh Hashanah and Ba'al Yom, and we'll cover the same thing when it comes to Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat, which is very, very parallel. Not Rabbeinu Yonah himself says, like most of the Rishonim, they said, according to this, I'd say this Pshat, that's very parallel to Rabbeinu Hanano. If we're talking about them not being Nogeve Dusan because right now no one's still ensuing, right, either because too early for anyone to sue or because they left so long ago no one knows who they are to sue them, then what does that have to do with being Roslin? So therefore, says Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Yonah l'chora mean the same thing. He says the issue of Mar Zutra is Negiya Be'edusan, but this is not about Mar Zutra, and therefore he has to have the Girsa of Moder Rava. He has said the Girsa Moda Rava, and when he says it's not about Ritzutra, it's really about the whole Sugya of Ritzufos. And what does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Says Rabbeinu Hananel and Rabbeinu Yonah, and many Achronim, even if they're not convinced whether or not this Pshat in the Gemara, they pass like Rabbeinu Yonah. Nonetheless, he says what it means is that Hasokrim, and Lahur be the same for the Masik, right? Who had been Lagavi Masik? Ruflem Haim, Ain Tripim, Ritipus, Yom Balaiva Mamish, Ella Rak, Kiderech, Harum. And this is what we point out, the tremendous Nafmina just a year ago. Does Ritzifah just because you need to act like a violin, or is Ritzifah so you need to be there all the time? Meaning, if you're Roklem, do you still need to be there all the time, or is it enough to just be to Derech HaRoklem? And point out, the Russian quotes in here say, Roklem is enough to be to Derech HaRoklem. You don't need to be there all the time. While the Yad Ramah, well, maybe we didn't point out, and basically, the Yad Ramah and All of these Rishonim, the Rimigash, the Rambam, the Raiva, the Gershom, would all say, no, even Rochel needs to be there all the time. And that was, we put some of these names on the board, actually printed out to see exactly, so you wouldn't catch me, exactly whose names we put on the board. But remember, this was an afkamina that I said, we're going to explain how it comes up from the Gemara. We pointed Rabbeinu Chanan, or Haigon, the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Because we're in the Yonah culture, where Haigon is the same thing as having the same shot. And the Rush also agreed with this shot. The Rush also agreed with this shot. So this was the Shita that. This is the Shita in Ritzifos. Shita that. Ritzifos is only because of Derech Baibos. So the Derech of Brooklyn is that the Brooklyn kind of Ritzifos, as opposed to the rejection right of Rimigash from Mount Ritva. Okay, the Ritva also. I mean, the Ritva has two digs, but he agrees with them. I guess the Ritva's first main via is, well, the Ritva first match. Ritva brings the children. That's the Ritva itself via. So he said, this is the Shita. This and this is the Shita that Ritzifos needs more than just Derech Baiglin. And we suggested, well, more than Derech Baiglin, well, the Avramah already gave it away. The more than Derech Baiglin is, they need to be there all the time. So in case he comes, he won't find it empty. That was the Hakir we had 2 years ago. I'm not going to repeat the whole Shira now, even though I sort of summarized it.
Okay, did we talk about the family of the Rochelim? The husband goes away. His wife and kids there.
Interesting, Gary. Avramah says explicitly that if he leaves his wife and kids there, then it's easier to have Ritzifos. And so obviously there's problems with Rochelim, but it'll be Rochelim who don't have a wife and kids.
In the furniture?
And the Ramah said the furniture also counts. I haven't had anyone who explicitly said the furniture doesn't count, even though it could be someone would. And then you'd have to say, if it's Rochelim, maybe they need all the furniture. Not everyone had so much furniture in those days. Don't imagine like nowadays. Once upon a time, people didn't have a lot of furniture. Right? And they had people owned very few metalteles in the days of Chazav, not just the days of Chazav. Right? I once had a student who was a bit older than me, I'm sure I remember, I think Tivani, but I might be mistaken, who grew up in the Maharot when the immigrants first came, earlier days of the state, and they lived like they lived in the old country. It says, what does it mean to clean for Pesach? You just take everything at one day, take everything in your house out to the yard, hose it down, paint the house, and then bring everything back in. And you know, everything's clean for Pesach. Okay, try doing that in your house. Once upon a time, like even 100 years ago, even 75 years ago, life was different in some countries, and certainly 2,000 years ago. Let's just fill in a word to Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says, remember, what's the issue? The issue here is not, remember, for Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Chananel, the issue, and Rabbeinu Ramah, the issue is Megibah Aegis. Just Rabbeinu Chananel or Yonah saying that the Taina is a Kula Megibah Aegis, and Ramah says it's a Humra. For most Rishonim, the time is standards of proof. Is it a stoma there day and night, or do you need mefurs there day and night? For the Rabbeinu Chananel, for Rabbeinu Tam, it is also standards of proof, but in the other direction. It's not raising the standard of proof, it's lowering the standard of proof. What we're saying is you need day and night. Avadu, you need day and night, but you don't need every day and every night. Right? You don't need every day and every night. What is Rabbeinu Tam saying here? Rabbeinu Tam says that who is the Rochel? Says the Rabbeinu Tam. When he gets to this part of the Gemara, give me a second. Umolder Rabba, who is in our Zotrim Babaye, the Rochel and Arachzir by Yoros, Avgab Voltan, Tanina Le, the Ainsuit and Lahoy, and Shara Umamish, Shahari Hame Chazrin, by Yoros, Ainiho Lahoy, Al Haria, Eli Eushim, that's Kosovo, he's there by a show, Shana Yam Balevos. Rabbeinu Tam is a little unique. Who are the Rochel? Who are the Rochlin? One shot is some say the Ma'ar is a Rochel, or the Machzik slash Socher is a Rochel, or the Sokram are the Rochel, or the Sokram are the Rochel. Read the time sheet is Yachid. He says it's not either side, it's not the Ma'arer or the Machzik or the people who live on the Machzik behalf. It's the Edom are Rochlin. The Machzik live there, and the Edom are Rochlin, the neighbors are Rochlin. He doesn't say they're neighbors. Meaning, let's call them neighbors, right? The other townspeople, the neutral third-party agent for Rochlin. And what does Rabbeinu Tam say? He says Rabbeinu Tam, the issue is, again, the standard of proof. Let's call this, right? What do we call this? Kafras Yotze B'Nechmas, right? Do you have to maybe, always there? Or not Yotze B'Nechmas? I came a lot in the morning. I came a lot at noontime. I came a lot at night. And every time I saw they were besedra and they weren't sneaking a trait, so the sama, that is good enough. What are the odds that I came a lot and every time they had to be lucky and I didn't catch them with the trait? Obviously, I proved something. That's the other thing Tom said. We came sometimes day, sometimes at night. Not that we only saw a day. We only saw a day that we get through more earlier. No, and we only saw it there. Obviously, we're not going to try every day and every night. It's about Yotze and Nefa at some point. You know? Yotze B'Nechmas. I mean, literally, they came into that. They just came next door. And says they're going to town here, and it is a continuation, even though he's the Yurtha Mod Rava. Mod Mar Zutra would. But he says, who had been Mod Mar Zutra? He can squeeze it. That one says, they're going to town, that in Ha'Egim, that's the third sheet that's Yachid Shah and who the Rochlim are. The other shots are both very popular. Im ha'edim rochlim heim. Then what do we do? Aglotan tanina lay. We suggest bezdin. It's not really meant for taina. For being a time, really not to do with taina. Remember, he said it's not really about taina. It's about edusa and edus. Bezdin. Omrim. Lahem, it's not clear who they're talking to. Omrim Lahem, Sheya'idu, Al Gimel Shunim, Yom Volaywa, Bidera Klau, Vizem Aspik, Vitagi, and that's good enough. That, you know, even though normally we're not going to say, you know, why don't you come and if they, he said, let me bring them. They don't have every day and every night, but they have a statistically valid sample, we'll accept it. And if the Edom are Rochlin, then we'll even suggest, why don't you just ask them if, you know, they have a statistically valid sample and that is good enough. That's Rabbi Yochanan's shot in the Mod Mar Zutra. Okay.
Akula for
Rochlin. Correct. Meaning for the Pshat 1 and for Pshat 1 and 4, it's a Kula for Rochlin. Pshat 1 and 2, it is a Chumra for Rochlin. For Rochlin, we tie it on the Ma'ar's behalf that either their Eidos is not clear enough or that they are puzzled. For 3, 4, and 5, it is a Kula for Rochlin. Either they don't need such a tzipas, having nothing to do with the Eidos, it's going back to a previous stage, or we proactively suggest that Edom or Rochlin give a taina. So again, is it a chumra or a kula? Basically, according to shot 1 and 2, it is a chumra. I mean, it's the imamas. Chumra for one is cool for the other, but I mean a chumra for Rochlin, meaning we help. And over here, it is a kula for Rochlin. Where do these two shut in? A kula for Rochlin. If we help the Machzik, either we help the Machzik by making a taina, or the uniquely different shita of the Rach slash Rabbeinu Yona, the shita of the Onan, that we just have a different standard of Ritzipos based on their clients. Okay.
Expect the Machzik to say, these are the only Edom that I have, and they're not really so good, and the Ma'ar is screaming the whole time. They weren't even there.
Yeah, but basically,
what do you expect?
According to me, at the time, the scenario is a little funny. Like, what does this Tanina himself admit? What's this Tanina? He just said, Edus. For the time, basically, what happens is the Machzor said, look, I have Edim. They're not great Edim, but, you know, they saw whatever, you know, they saw the most I found. You know, these are the best Edim I found. And the Ma'ariya screams, what do you mean? You weren't there every day and every night. I know for sure, 100%, you're a big liar. You left a lot of the time. And if the Machzik says, no, I'm bringing these Edim, and they're going to be made more or less, Yotzi B'Nichnas, statistically valid sample, we accept it. And even if the Machzik doesn't say anything, but if we know, the Ma'ariya says, go try and Edim. I think you left every other week. Go find Edim. And the machzik is fine for around, but we know that the next door neighbors are rochlin. We say, you know, bring these rochlin, and they'll be, and they will be okay.
According to number one,
unless maybe the point, maybe the point is that even for if they ate him our rochlin, we'll be a little more makeable than everyone else. We'll say, well, you only look sometimes as to your rochlin, so what can you do?
According to number one, doesn't that strengthen the Rambam's position that Shema is enough? Because Besin can only toin Shema.
Doesn't that prove, like the Mandar and Taina Shema, because Besin can only toin Shema? That is very controversial. There's a foolish rushing Suvos who says Bezdin's towing time is bury on someone's behalf, which is a chiddush to us in Svara. After Bezdin's towing time is bury, but it's a famous machlokas. If you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis under Tonim Liorish Lokeach, I know there's not a Yorish Lokeach, but the idea of Bezdin towing, the first paragraph I think is machlokas is showing whether the Bezdin is time of bury or Shema. It's a big chiddush that Bezdin is towing is bury. Maybe we'll have to figure out what that means. But first of all, it could very well be the best in Tainas A, Tainas Bari, so that's not necessarily proof. And B, the other reason it's not a proof is because even if you require Tainas Bari, it could be that since Bezin's timing here based on evidence is as good as the Tainas Bari. Bezin's not timing here based on Rachmanis necessarily. Right? Rachmanis means, you don't know everything, so we time it based on Rachmanis. But certainly if the Machzik is a Rochel, then Bezin's not timing based on Rachmanis. Bezin's timing based on founded and suspicion. When he's on Rochel, we have very, very strong reason to think he wasn't there all the time. So that might be the equivalent of Tainas Bari. So I think there are two ways out of your proof.
Can we say that Rochel is generalized? For example, I know people who have an apartment in Yerushalayim come here only for Shabbat, and they're not here during the week. Can that be the Rochel?
Right, so here it gets a little tricky because I think Rochlin can definitely be generalized, but it has to be a class of people. Because once I say, well, I have my own weird lifestyle which acts different than everyone else, that's already not their violent, and that's already an excuse, etc. So I'd say Rochlin is generalized, but it has to be generalized to a broad class of people, to a standard of a significant minority. You know, what that means in Yerushalayim. Maybe in Yerushalayim, 20% of all the apartments are only occupied, you know, on the Golan, so I don't know. But I would say again, it can't be any excuse, even any valid excuse. It has to be something that a lot of people do to make it a derech. It has to be a common excuse. Like Rochlin is a type of people. There's a type of people called Rochlin. It can't be I'm a weirdo. It has to be a type of people. If you say, well, I have a Shabbos apartment and a weekday apartment, but almost no one else in the world does, then that's not good enough. Has to be, let's say you live in a place where a lot of people have Shabbos apartments. But I don't think in Yerushalayim a lot of people have Shabbos apartments. Okay, Vike. Let's go to the next line of the Gemara Rambo site. Amol Rav Huna b'chen basa, you got the board? Demechuza d'limam avida l'elilo avida Rav Huna is molded in the Hanuyos, the stores of Lechuza, the big city, that stores are open at night. You only use stores during the day. You don't use stores during the night. Now they say, oh, look at buildings, right? No one sleeps in the store at night. The store is only open from opening time to closing time. So then, Avada, you don't have to be there at night. And it's somebody showing you an ask, like, what's the chiddush? It's like Asher Jamal Brigdagi, but at the very least, look, it's like Asher Jamal Brigdagi. It's normal enough to be there at night. No problem. What's the big machlokas we're showing him here?
Everyone finds it reasonable. I haven't found anyone who says, no, there's too much of a chiddush Rav Huna. I don't understand why he said it's okay in Chanusa Nemchusa. No, obviously Chanusa Nemchusa is like Ashkenazi Mami Bagri. Normally you have to be there at night.
What's not close to be shown in?
How many years?
Right? Do you need, of course, say in a funny way, do you need 3 years or do you need 3 years? By which you mean, do you need 3 years or do you need 6 years? Because 3 years of days adds up to 6 years.
This is a big machlokas about the Chanusa de Mechuza. How many years do you need? Tosos here says,
it's funny, if you know, you read the Rashbam, I would not have thought like Tosos. The Rashbam doesn't say anything here. It says, Modar Hunaf Gadwar Yitzubas Yom Laila, Bechan Vanusa de Mechuza, Chanunish Mokum Lechle Yayin, the Italian. He doesn't say anything. If he didn't say, maybe I shouldn't conclude anything. I would think 3 years is enough. He didn't say anything. But Tosa says the Dara Pasha, and then he says, but what do I mean by Gimel Shanim? The Avgav, the Lodge Gimel Shanim, the Tubal Puzaris, and spread out 3 years. Came into Urchayu Bahachi, the Avgashinovi Bagi, the Im Tomar, etc., etc. And then Tosa says, "Hachanamichin vanim bo gimel shanim shleimos." I knew vav shanim. They need 3 full years, which is 6 years. So again, I don't know whether it make me deal or spot or not. If not, we have lots of rishonim on both sides of the issue. What about the chanusa dimachuza? Do you need 3 years, or do you need 6 years? So maybe the Rashbam, although it's an argument from silence, it's hard to tell. But again, because the Rashbam is writing a Peirush on the Gemara, you'd think he should have said if he meant 6 years, like Tosas did. It's a little funny because Tosas only said he meant 6 years, 15 lines in. So maybe he just thought it was so obvious it went without saying. But certainly Tosas holds 6 years. Who was on the Makoros? Who did I put on the Makoros? Who held like either way? That's a funny question. How does the Ravid hold? It's a funny question because the Ravid Soser himself. I don't know if we're supposed to have an answer to this. The Ravid in the Shitim Gubetzes here said very clearly, says very clearly, Yesh Mefarshim, to mean who? Sheishanim, because you don't have the nights, so you have to count the days, etc. Yesh Mefarshim lo tzrichil shalosh shanim, you only need 3 years. Umestaber kavasei, meaning he knows it's an issue, but he's machriya 3 years. The Raven and the Shitim Gubetzes says 3 years. The only problem is, which I'm not going to solve, but I'm not going to say myself chayiv to solve. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Gimel, "Avol Chanuya Shol Tagrom Kayotzu and She'ein Dor Behem Lo Yom Kevin Shador Shalosh Shanim by Yom Ariz Chazaka." The Rambam is very, very clear that Shalosh Shanim by Yom, 3 years worth of daytime is good enough. And the Ravid says, "Ein Der Hagmar Kain." That's not good Shanim Gemara. The Gemara is not coming to allow the kutos means partial years. The Gemara is coming to allow spread out. Modar Vunar, if Huna says it can't be spread out, it can be spread out, but it doesn't mean it can be less than a year. So therefore, the Raven on the Rambam is Machriya, that it is 6 years. Please do not say, well, he really held those 3 years, but he was looking to make a fight with the Rambam, because the Raven does not do things like that. But I think the positive shot is that in the Shidu Gubetzes, I don't know what year he wrote the Shidu Gubetzes, I assume comes from Shiraita of Das, which we don't have on most Masechtas, but we show them have on all the Masechtas. I don't know what year he wrote his Shidu Mashas, I don't know what year he wrote his Masagas on the Rambam. Mastami changed his mind in between the two Svarim. We know, Chaim Soloveitchik has an article about the Derech the Ravid, personality of the Ravid, changed his mind a lot because he was a big Rodif MS. And he was always open-minded to reevaluating. And even Shin Metzner says, Yeshin, Yeshin, the Stavrik of Asa. It's not like he says, this is the only possibility in the world. So the Pashup Shot is, you're not going to answer up the steer on the right. It's a flat-out steer. He changed his mind. In one place, he said, there are two shots of it. I mean one way. The other place, he took the other shot. And I don't know which came first, which came last. Either way, we don't have to be a Chriel Halacha based on the Raivit, so we don't have to know which is first, which is last. How about the other Rishonim? Every Rishon has a Shita here. Again, if you just list, ad infinitum, that just if you want to make a list, I didn't put them all because I didn't really see a point of putting them all on the Mekoro sheet, but the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah all hold 3 years is enough. And the Meiri and the Ran and the Nuke Yosef and the Sefer HaEter all hold 3 years is enough, but lots of Rishonim hold even 6 years. The, 1 second.
I just make sure I'm not mixing it up. No, I'm not mixing it up. The Rush holds you need 6 years. The Rashba holds you need 6 years. He brings down on a focus. Rick holds you need 6 years. Okay, the lots of Rishonim in both directions, whether you need 3 years or whether you need 6 years. Now, what's the obvious parallel here? The obvious parallel here is Asra Jamo Ribagi. So, in Asra Jamo Ribagi, do you need 6 years or do you need 3 years? What did we say?
Six.
I might be five if you have yes, no, yes, no, yes. You know, that's not significant. Except for the weird sheet that's young. The Itter and the Rabban, the Bala Itter and the Rabban, who seem to hold differently. But here, Nifa, it's just like Asra Demo Ribagi. It's Nifa Mitzvara, just like Asra Demo Ribagi needs 6 years. It also needs 6 years, and it also needs a Moshe Nagar. Modra Vuna, meaning that you're allowed to spread it out. Who's the one who said you weren't allowed to spread it out? Okay, but what's the difference? Right? How do you explain the stira? Bain, Chanuyos, Le Asra Demovribadi. How do you explain that stira? So, one way to answer the stira is a trivial way to answer the stira is. There is this Shitas Yachid, radical Shitas Yachid of the Bala Itter, right? We mentioned this back in Tushir ago or whenever when we discussed Asra Demo Pitagi. We discussed the Shita of the Itter and the Ksas of Farsha Meiri, who probably was the Itter and the Ravon, which wasn't a Ravon, the killing of the Ravon. So maybe that means someone added the loss of the in the margin of the Ravon, quoted that goes by Manios. So one answer could be that. According to the Baal HaEter and the Hagos Marmanius, the Shein Ravon, if he actually meant Ravon himself, Nicha, the Gam, the Asra, the Mogri Bagi, Sagi Gimel Shana. Okay, but that's a very radical Shiva's Yachid. That's not really, it's sort of rejected by the halachic process, right? So that is, believe in Buddhism parentheses. Pashto Shah is no. The Asher Demo Ribagi means 6 years. I mean, for 5 years if you start with a planting year. Planting, fallow, planting, fallow, planting. While here, you need 6 years. So why is there a difference? What's the difference between here and Asher Demo Ribagi? What's the difference? Anyone? What's the difference?
It's not meant for night.
What?
These things are meant for night, so it's like a Sunday or other things.
These things are not meant for nights exactly. Meaning the Asra Demo Ribagi is really meant for every year. It's just that it's reasonable to be mover to let it lie fallow, but stores are not useful at night at all, right? Meaning you have a strip mall, you rent out a store, meaning no one can figure out what to do. Or if you have a strip mall, you have a mall here, the Malka Mall, right? It's closed at night.
You can't get into the parking lot. You can't. There's no guard at the front door. In your strip mall in New Jersey, no one's coming there. Nothing to do with it at night. What are you going to do with the building at night? It's not suitable for residential purposes, or at the very least, not for residential purposes. And no one goes shopping. And no one goes shopping at night past whatever normal store closing time.
That's it. But Rebbe, as you mentioned, even 100 years ago, my father's time, there were little stores that were really part of the home. It really was. That's why only he's mentioning over here.
So give me. Okay, fair enough. So, but just give me a half a second there. Let me remember where I were. Yeah. So that's basically what the Ravid says. What does the Ravid say?
The Ravid is Tupshat.
Yeah, but they're both in the same general mahalach. What does he say? What are Tupshat? He says, A, the field you could plant every year. Well, the stores you can't use at night. Even the fields, even if you live in like fallow, some people use this year, some people, it's no fixed year when you here's the Ravid. What does the Ravid say? He says, what's the difference? The ha lavishum de lohachi abida doesn't necessarily have to be let fallow, it's just a reasonable thing to do. And also, when it comes to the letting lie fallow, there's no specific time to let it lie fallow. Not like Tufshin Mem Ches is a fallow year. No, everyone does whatever schedule they want. Well, over here, nighttime is sort of mofka. The point is, he says very clearly, he basically says that that when it comes to the Chanugios, the nighttime, the Lachla is mofka Mishnivosh. When it comes to the sados, he says no. He says kol shana shaya lizrabo. Why? And then he says two sods, two reasons. Because, and I'm sure you can add more than two reasons if you want. Like, but they're all going to be the same thing, more or less, in different words. A, because A, you don't have to leave it fallow. You don't have to, which is a good idea. We don't have to. Not everyone does. And B, there's no specific time for leaving it fallow. Right? These are two different kinds, but the same basic direction. Meaning, what do I mean? Tavshin, I'm not getting Shemitah. Tavshin Ayin Tes, right? You can't say Tavshin Ayin Tes that is mufka from planting. A, because not everyone is mover bagi. And B, even people are. Some of them plant Tavshin Ayin Tes and not Tavshin Ayin Tes. And some people plant Tavshin Ayin Tes and not Tavshin Ayin Tes. And therefore, you can't say this time doesn't exist. This is a non-time. Well, Chanugios, you can say this is a non-time. What will Tosos Udime say back? Tosos Udime will say back. Here it gets a little tricky. After all, don't they admit there's a downtime? You know, aren't there things that have a downtime? You know, I mean, it's a good question. How about fields? You don't plant them at night. You can say, well, they grow at night.
Even after the spiros, you don't eat every single day.
Correct. Even after the spiros, you don't eat every single day. You never bother Tosos on the Mishnah. If you were talking about full years, never bothers the Mishnah. In between the planting and the harvesting, how do you show you're there every day? So basically, it seems to come down to a machlokas. I hate to say mitzias, either mitzias or a merge of the line. What Chaim just said, are chanugos useful at night or are they not useful at night? What does Tosa says? Tosa says they are useful at night because after all, if someone's like a lived there instead of having a store, who says strip malls? There were no strip malls in those days. They were just streets. So, you know, even on the main street, a guy can live there or he could put a store there or he could do both, right? Or he could do both. Once upon a time, in the old days, I still remember people used to live upstairs from their store.
Yeah.
Remember, like the guy who was upstairs from the store? But once upon a time, people probably didn't live in the store too. It becomes a bit totally a mitzias. If you take this chat, lefi this chat, what comes out of this chat? That it's really, now, I don't know if the whole machlokes we show was all the machlokes and mitzias, or like everything. It's not a machlokes and mitzias. It's like, No, 90% of people don't use the swords at night, but 10% of people do, and, you know, etc. So, but it is very much Toloi. Bimitsios, which is why Tosos, for example, what does Tosos say? He's not saying back to the right, but he's implicitly saying back to the right. He says, what do you mean? Not everyone's a storekeeper. Some people live in these places at night. Right? And then, for example, Tosos says that Anoshim She'enam Chenvonim Dorim in Komos Elu Yom Halayla. Or really, Belabos is the big issue, right? Everyone knows. Dorim in Komos Elu Gam Halayla. And that's where you get the Mordechai. What does the Mordechai say? The Mordechai ends up making a pshara. Says the Mordechai, what's the Mordechai's pshara? Give me a second here to flip to the Mordechai. He says, "Bechen vani she'asmi bayis chonos ve'im mishtamshel v'yamim, im yeh etc." You need 6 years. If you took a house and made it into a store, then you need six years because a house other people might live there at night, just he doesn't, and that's like Asher doing badly. He chose a valid lifestyle, which would be different. But chonos mamish. A mamish store that no one lives in, then 3 years would be good enough. And then you end up with the Mordechai. Says the Mordechai, it depends. Chanos mamish, you need gimel shanin. Bayis, she, asu bo chanos, you need vav shanin. Okay, it very much depends on the Metsias. Maybe they already see it, maybe they already were to draw the line. But that's the right approach. The right approach, what's in the here and after the moment we the difference is it use, is there a time which just doesn't count because it's useless, or do all the times count? Do you just have valid excuse for skipping some of it? However, there is a third approach, which I couldn't find in the Shonen, but looking around, I found it in the Aharon, the Torah Chaim. The Torah Chaim is the Tua Shor, no? One of the famous early books in Shchita. Instead of the Torah Chaim, there might be a different shot. There might be a different shot that differentiates between this and Asher Gemot Rebbe. Okay, it's a long piece. I want to make shot. He says, what's in the here and after Moby Bagri? Over here, the storekeeper's there during the day and not at night. You're not going to nickel and dime him. He was there. How many years was he there? He was there for 3 years. You're not going to ask, how about every minute of the day, every minute of the year, every day of the year, every weekend of the year? The unit is years. Cheskas Gimel Shanim is not Cheskas 36 months or 37 or whatever works out. It's not Cheskas 1,000 and whatever day, you know, and whatever days. It's Cheskas Gimel Shanim. You need Gimel Shanim. And the unit is years. If you're not there for a night, that doesn't take away because you're still there for the year. And Asher Gemot Rebbe, what's the problem? And Asher Gemot Rebbe, you didn't plant it for a whole year. If you don't plant it for a whole year, then you're missing 3 years. You only have 2 years. But basically, since the unit of the halacha is 7 years, if you're missing a year, you have to make it up. If you're missing a day, you don't have to make it up because you still have the year. So it says, what does he basically say? He says the din is gimel shanim, not 1,200 days or whatever works out to be. And therefore, when it comes to Asher Gemot Rebbe, you can't count a shana. You didn't utilize. You can't count the shana of Mowri Bagi because you're missing that shana. You don't have Gimel Shanim. But when it comes to the Chanuyos, you have 3 years because you never missed a year. If you miss a few days,
That's okay. That's vocal to the rest of the year. You use this year in a normal sense. You know, right? If it wasn't normal, it would be so possibly in fear for 100 years, right? The whole point is both Hanuyos and Asimov value is normal. But the difference is the units. If you, look, this intuitive to us in many things, right? If I don't know. I have to think of a good example for the business world. Again, I mean the actual business world, which I'm not aware of. I mean, like the business world that I make up based on my experience from Gemara. If I ask you to sell me, if I buy from you, that's going to be very, very hard. I buy from you 8 acres of, I buy from you 100 acres of soybeans. And you know what? I go check out the first acre and there's a little empty patch. Okay. Like second acre, there's a little empty patch. Third acre, there's a little empty patch. The same, and that's the nature of business. You gave me 100 acres, I'm not going to start suing you. But you give me 99 acres. They're all just schmuck acres, right? And I might be missing the same amount of soybeans, but I'm like, give me a break. This is not what I bought. I bought 100 acres, not 99, right? You just don't have what you promised here. Okay, that's just purely psychology. That has nothing to do necessarily with halakha or any law, for the best of my knowledge. But the point is that if you're 3 years, even if you're missing some days from those years, as long as you're a valid reason, because it's Hanuyos, or Roklin, according to some Shonen, as long as you have a valid reason, that's fine. You don't have to make them up because you have 3 years. Did you have Tufshin Pei? Yes, during the day. Did you have Tufshin Pei Aleph? Yes, during the day. Did you have Tufshin Pei Beis? Yes, during the day. Oh, you're missing some hours in those years. Doesn't matter, you had 3 years. But if I'm asking Rogan Gagi, did you have Tufshin Pei? Yes. Did you have Tufshin Pei Aleph? No. Did you have Tufshin Pei Beis? Yes. Okay, I didn't have 3 years. So therefore, since the unit is years and not days, if you're missing a year, you have to make it up. If you're missing a few hours here, a few hours there, even half the hours, it's okay because you still have all of the years. I think that's very intuitive.
He's also, you think those
are. And just give me 1 second. According to this, you would say that it is regardless of the Metzius of whether other people use the Hanuyos at night, right? According to him, it doesn't matter. We're not interested in whether someone could have used it at night, whether someone else might have used it at night. We just mean a night is not something you have to make up. A year is something you have to make up. Why? Because it's Chesed Gimel Shana, and not Chesed, Elef and Masayim Yom.
Isn't he assuming that the field is left fallow completely and the owner doesn't come there, nobody touches it? But during those years, still, even if it's the after the movie back with the
even if you make a near, it's not a Felix Papers. So that still doesn't help. It's not a Felix Papers.
But he keeps going by being there.
Okay, but he's not doing a Felix Papers. He has no Felix Papers. Remember, near Lo Habi Chazaka, the Gemara says on Lamed Vav.
Furniture in a house, which we talked about.
So what about furniture in a house? So that's an interesting question. What about furniture in a house? You know, one of the chanuyos, why don't you say you leave your furniture? I mean, no furniture in a chanus. So it's a good question. I mean, the Yad Rama talks, he doesn't even talk about furniture. It's funny, like maybe furniture is not as big of a thing every place. He talks about leaving your otsaros there, etc. That's an interesting question. Like, what if you left your inventory? If you got furniture, what if you left your inventory in the store overnight? Would that count? Either you have to say the other rounds with force, leaving your inventory counts. So either you have to say the Kiddush of this Gemara is there are stores where people did not leave inventory. And nowadays, we imagine all stores, you leave your inventory there. Again, in those days, it was very different. They didn't carry inventory in their stores necessarily. So it could be that there was no inventory, or you have to say maybe someone disagrees with the other
round. Maybe the other round, what's the difference between that and near? Near doesn't count.
Because the inventory is Achilas Peros. You are benefiting by getting a storage. People pay for storage. Right? You're not benefiting. You are losing. Okay, bye.
Why do you even have to have a Hava? I mean, it wouldn't be like that. Cheskas Abotim. A person lives in his house for 3 years and never walks out of his house. He never goes away for a night. I mean, of course you don't have it full time.
Right. That is the great question. You know, what about the fact that people leave their houses sometimes? So obviously, you know, what if they have to go to the bathroom? Obviously, you have to draw the line someplace. I'll just keep in mind that we didn't mention, but we didn't read these lines, but how about Stam Cheskes Batim? Forget about Chanuyos. Forget about Rochim Chanuyos, regular Balabatim. Sometimes you go away for Shabbos. Sometimes you go away for Yantif. Sometimes you go to the in-laws, right? Again, I don't know what it was like in the time of the Gemara. I would imagine the further back you go, the less often you run away for Shabbos. But certainly in time of the Rishonim, you know, it was a big deal to go away from Shabbos.
No, all right. They went away every morning for Shacharis and every afternoon for Mincha and Maariv, regularly.
Oh, you can say that's so small that it doesn't count for anything. But what if you go away for vacation, for Shabbos, et cetera? And the Rishonim have stories. I don't know if there's 30 people going on vacation in the days of the Rishonim. But what are the Rishonim? Sometimes they made a chasna with a shidduch with someone in another town. And then you would pack up a wagon and the whole family would go from town to town for the chasna.
Right?
And you would stay. I mean, they didn't have Eliyahu Regev in time of Rishonim in the Gemara, but once upon a time, correct? All right, maybe you left your wife home. Unclear. The women are potter from Eliyahu Regev, but it may be that still for technical reasons that you have to bring your wife.
They weren't the people who were trying to be.
Anyway, nice. Kitzer, it doesn't matter, right? It's before it's possible. If you do all the irregular, you don't have to worry about anyone stealing your land. So it doesn't come up. So anyway, okay. Hey, I'll just point out, there's an interesting machlokes really, Yonah and the Rush. What if someone went away for a weekend? They live in the house all the time. Just, they say, I've lived in the house for 3 years. However, I... 5 days I went away for a long weekend to the in-laws, and 8 days went away for Yontif once, and 7 days for Chasna, and you know, and add up 13 days. Whatever, I just got to 20 days. Do you need 3 years and 20 days to make that up? Do you need to make up the 3 years and 20 days? Obviously, if you hold that, after all, it's like Asher Dor Rebagi, you could have stayed all that time. Maybe even if Chanudos works in 3 years, he would need 3 years and 20 days. That's my cloak. It's technically my cloak seeing the Russia and Beni Yonah. Who says which?
Sure.
The Rabbi Yonah held that that you have to make up the days. The Rabbi Yonah held you have to make up the days. If you went on vacation for 20 days, you need 3 years and 20 days. The Rush held you didn't need to make up the days. Okay, that at certain point seems to become very technical. Binyam says you have to make up the days because, like, after the Mowry Bagi, you could have stayed there. And the Rush held, no, you don't have to make up the days because since those were not like regular absences, not like never being there at night, it wasn't a regular absence. If it's not a regular absence, then it's Buffalo and it doesn't count. According to the Torah's Chaim, plus you wouldn't have to make up the days. It goes without saying you wouldn't have to make up the days according to the Torah's Chaim because. Because it's you didn't miss a year. Okay, let's go by turn.
Yeah, one other question. The 3 years comes about because a person holds his shtar for 3 years. After 3 years, he's going to lose it. What does it matter if he goes away for a few days in the middle or not?
So, maybe a good question. So, again, let me be very straightforward here. In the end, it all comes down in one way or another to the Marakama not objecting. Why? We have three shots on the board again. You could sort of tweak how to count them however you want. If you say, because the whole thing of the right, basically what you have to say is, we only assume that there's significance to the lack of error after you've been there for 3 years. And if you want to wait for part of the time, then no one feels like you've been there for 3 years, according to Rabbi Yonah. Yeah, the Rush would say, no, that's ridiculous. Everyone feels like you've been there for 3 years. It's not a kavua kind of thing. But basically, what you have to say is that Rabbi Yonah will say, it doesn't feel like you've been there 3 years if you're on vacation. And therefore, when he doesn't object, it doesn't mean he admits you're right. And therefore, when you threat your star, wouldn't threat your star because you don't feel confident yet, just because no one objected. Okay, I mean, again, you could say, I don't like Rabbi Yonah's psychology. Fine, so agree with the Rush. And saying that, going on vacation doesn't change how anyone thinks about these things. Because it's not a kavua thing. Okay, fine. Continuing in the Gemara, before we go back to an interesting point. I'll just go in order of the Makorish. Ramin bar Chama Rav Ochi bar Chama Zaman Hahu Amsa. Right, this is the end of this. Just ends with the story. They bought a ship with Nanis. The Hadgadadi in partnership. Meir Shemesh Rishon Shem Shlish Shlish Just Amid the Meir Shemesh Shnei Rav Yuki. One used her year 1, 3, 5. The other year 2, 4, 6. Now the Eri Lavei. All of a sudden, the Meir Chama came and says, "I never sold her to you. You stole her." Azul Kami de Rava. They came from Rava with 6 years of Chazaka with Edom. Amarlo my time of Dituachi. Why don't you switch off years? He hated all the chags to Adani, so you wouldn't get a chazak against the other. Why did you switch with every year? Why didn't one guy take her for 3 years? Ah, you didn't want one, you'd have a chazak against the other you and falsely claim it was 100% yours. Just like it didn't count as a chazak for you, because you don't have 3 years in a row, it doesn't count as a chazak for anyone else. Against anyone, just like it doesn't count for Rami Bar Chama against, who was it? Rav Ochi Bar Chama. Or for Baruch Bar Chama against Rami Bar Chama, nice brotherly love. It also doesn't count as you against the Bar Chama, and basically you lose, and the Bar Chama gets his Shikra Kananis back. And we don't believe that you bought her. Okay, Tosos asked the question. He said exactly, he has a problem with Rashbam, exactly what is the problem with the Chazku Ahadadi? You wouldn't get a chazaka against each other. What's the problem? It says mefurish in the Mishnah, adaf and beis on aleph shutfin ain lahem chazaka. If we're partners in something and I take it for 3 years, I have no chazaka. Why? Because we actually discussed this a little bit in the first paragraph. Shutfin ain lahem chazaka with regards to the stones of the wall, metopolis. Shutfin also ain lahem chazaka metopolis, right? If me and I own something to Shutfas and I'm holding it, that doesn't prove it's mine. Why? Because we know we're Shutfin. Obviously, one of us is going to be holding it. Give me a break. Likewise, it's Shutfin do not have Chazaka in Karka. If me and I own a house for Shutfas and I'm living there for 3 years, I do not have a Chazaka because we're Shutfin. So maybe this is my 3 years and before it's his 3 years. So if they're shutfin, why did they have to switch off one to not be chazak on each other? Shutfin never ever chazak on each other. Okay, that is the question that Tosos asks. And there's a lot of technical answers in Tosos in the other Mefarshim. I'll just point out the response. He quotes here, Tosos said, here's Rashi. Okay, that's confusing in two ways. Number one, there's no Rashi, it's our Rashban. Number two, Rashbam doesn't say anything here. Okay, it means Rashbam later on, and Nachman Beis mentions our Gemara and asks the question. So, basically, why did they need to avoid 3 years in a row if Shutfin? Lo mechazki. What's the way Tosha spoke this? Ahadadi. Shutfin imam chazaka. Zelze. Fine. Well, put it in Hebrew like Tosha. Shutfin imam chazaki. Ahadadi. Which just means in Hebrew. Shutfin imam chazaka. Zelze. That Tosha's question says Rashbam later on daf. And Bezim and Bez. That what were they afraid? They were afraid they might not be able to prove their shutfin. After all, let's assume there's no shtar. It sounds like this line where there's no shtar. So the next line of Gemara is a shtar. They might not be able to prove their shutfin. If they can't prove their shutfin, then whoever's maxic for 3 years would win. So, ulai lo yeyelahem eidos shahayu. Shutfin apam, right? That they were ever shutfin. And therefore, one would be chazak and the other. Tosos doesn't like this chat because if they can't prove they were shutfin, then even in 1 year, even in 1 day, you would win. What good does it do to not give for 3 years if we have no proof that we're ever shutfin? I'm holding this land even for 1 day. I mean, so even no proof you're shutfin. So that would be.
But they were afraid that one of the others would taina, that He bought it himself.
Ah, but if they're afraid, then why did they let me use it for even 1 year? He can still tie me for it himself, and there's no proof they were shipped in. That's the problem. The problem is, then, says Tosa's problem is, Tosa's question is, then even 1 year would be a problem. Okay. This seems to be a bomb cost on our spot. After all, if they're afraid there's no proof of shutfuss, then why? What do you mean I don't let you, my partner, use the every for 3 years? Even for 1 day, what if there's no proof of shutfuss? Pass the thresh bomb has to mean, like, I guess one of the other answers that we shouldn't say. Like, can't think of the defense thresh bomb. What did the Reeves say here? Oh, there's many answers that we've shown him. You know, there's really so many answers that we've shown him. Well, let's just go over one or two of them. Says the Re here. He says, no. Ulai im yachsik bo ha'echad b'meshech gimel shanim bizman rab shel gimel shanim yishkechu ulam yishkechu etachtadva. It could be this really first bomb man. It's not that they're stam afraid they won't be able to do their stuff. It's that if they switch every year, they'll always have Aiden who remember a year ago they switched and they were stuck. They'd always bring Aiden through their stuff. But if they switch after 3 years, maybe everyone will forget they were once shut in. People forget what happened 3 years ago. So basically, it's not just a 3 years Cheskin's Gimel Shana. It's because in 3 years, people will forget the shutfas. That's sort of the dochic part of Telsos. The 3 years is not coincidental with Cheskin's Gimel Shana. Not just 3 years since he's been shot and you would be able to rip each other off. Just in 3 years, people forget things and you'd be able to rip each other off. I mean, literally, it's coincidental. Maybe for the same reason, 3 years is such a long time, it's since he's been shot. It's such a long time, people forget things. But it's more or less coincidental. There's one other shot that perhaps could be with Resh Bahman. Again, I really, it's not clear to me exactly how to defend the Rashbam without saying he really meant like one of the other pshatim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says
the Rabbeinu Yonah.
Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, no. After 1 year, they were not afraid that one brother would rip off the other brother. Because if I say after 1 year it's mine and not yours, then the Marcano might come and say it's his. We know they'll want to be part, admit their partners. They'll want to admit their partners because otherwise they'll lose the Marcano. So what Yonah basically says is, that. After 3 years, one brother will deny they were ever shutfin, but after 3 years, they will both admit they were shutfin. In order to beat the Marcano. Basically, that if I have 3 years, I can beat the Marcano. Once I can beat the Marcano, I can also deny we were ever shutfin. You can't prove we were shutfin and beat my brother. But if I only have 1 year of time, then I'm not going to go against my brother. I want to be with my brother. So we have to team up against the Markama. And I say, what do you mean? Of course we're a Shukvin. Mine, there, and his year all count together. We're all in this together. We're all using it together. Because we want 3 years to beat the Markama. Okay, there are many other answers as well. Who did I put on the Makorashi in the brackets? I put the Riniona, the Rashbam. I put the Ritva. The Ritva brings, and I
But the not the Shita. Not the Shita. Fine. The Ritva brings down the Ritva. Okay, fine. So the Ritva brings down two Pshatim. He brings out three. One of them is the Ri. What did the Ritva say? The yeah. The give me 1 second. Yeah, that's fun. Okay. The
okay, the Ravid, the well let's do the Ritva says the Ritva in one of his shatim, he said they were wrong. You're right, they weren't logical. They just didn't know the halacha. They thought after 3 years one brother would be able to rip off the other brother. But really it's not true. They just didn't know. That's a good question. But it doesn't mean they're an Amha'aretz. It could be, maybe. I mean, it's a Mishnah. I don't know. The Ritva says it. No? Am I making it up? Am I Baal Lashon Hara against Ron Barachama? What does he say here? He says, Lefi Daitam. I don't know. He says, Lefi Daitam Amar Lahem. You know, maybe he thought Ron Barachama. I mean, someone has to have made a mistake that's not Lefi Matrigaso. Sorry, Ian. Okay, the other possibility is just that when you make Okintus, Shtutfus, according to one man, the Umrar, okay, here we're getting into the Sugis later on. Okay, there are many Okintus based on the Sugis later on. There's a day in the Sugis later on that if it's something which you can split, then you do a Machazaka. And you have to say maybe they bought two Shifras at the same time and switch off your in the two Shifras. And therefore, after 3 years, that would have been a good chazaka, because anything was just splittable after 3 years, so it would have a chazaka. And then the Ravid just said, Renio quotes him, that there's another day in the Gemara that Shutfin do have chazaka against each other if they have the whole thing. So says the Ritva, another pshat, it says make it Okenta of two shvachos. And that becomes Dabar Sheyesh Bo Din Chaluka. So there is Chazaka with Chutfin. And the Ravid just says, quoted in Rabbeinu Yona, that maybe this is Kamanda Omar, the Lo Kaimel on Kavase, the Chutfin, Yesh Lohem Chazaka. Takes the whole thing. He only does have chazak if he takes half of it. Okay. Anyway, there are many answers to this. Let's leave that for now and go on to the last line of our Gemara. And then we'll go back to one more evening. Last line of our Gemara says, who was saying this? Rabba says Rabba to them. The law of a low cost of itra, low cost of itra, kabla, islay. That's only if you can write a star that you bought up the shuffles. But if you write a star, then a star has a coal and it's okay. Once there's a coal, that's different. Okay, once there's a coal, you have a chazaka. How many years does it take to get a chazaka once you have this coal? How many opinions are there? Chaim, please.
Machloket.
How many opinions are there, Chaim?
A little bit.
How many opinions are there? When there's an itra, there's a coal. When there's a cold, how long does it take to get a chazaka? How many opinions? Three opinions. What are the opinions in order from shortest to longest?
Immediately.
Three years or 6 years. That's not the order of response system. Right? But basically, the response brings down three opinions. I didn't give all the Rishonim here. But you'll have to take my word for it or read all the Rishonim. Basically, all the Rishonim except for one agree with the same thing. What are the three things there? The Rambam, Kasbu Itra, Hala Islay, Mina Shtar Shutfus. The Rambam is three opinions. One is Miyad, right? That was the first one. Miyad, what's the call? What does that mean? When I write a Shtar Shutfus? If the Marakam doesn't eject me yad, that means he admits. Anyone would eject me yad if there's a coal that's more of a star shukras on their property.
Second opinion is?
If we had one hears about it, right?
Correct. We have one hears about it, right? We just mean you have to wait years. How do you say it? So we give time for the news to travel. Is 6 years. What's a Svara? Svara is the Marakama should have objected immediately to someone writing a star shutfus on his property. It's one thing. Someone just uses my property. I don't object for up to 3 years. They write a star shutfus on it. What's this far as 6 years? As far as 6 years is that the coal of the star helps solve the problem of ritzifus. Here the problem is a lack of ritzifus. The coal of the he says the coal plus the fuzoros is mitzari, meaning the coal makes up for the lack of ritzifus. The coal of the star makes up for the lack of ritzifus. Okay, what's the problem with Tzifas? Well, Rashbam thinks the main problem with Tzifas is not like Derech HaBailam, but if you recall, it gives a good explanation of what they're doing, then it is like Derech HaBailam. What's the third shot of Rashbam? 3 years. And what's the Svara? The Svara is that the Kol is Mitzvarif. The two Shutfim into one joint chazaka. After all, why did no chazaka 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, I do 1, 3, 5, you do 2, 4, 6, because neither of us is acting like a real Biden having proper chiza. Because we're just acting very, very simply. I grab and run, grab and run, grab and run. But if there's a cold that we're in it together, then we're acting Biden together. We're one unit. One unit is 3 years. Who agrees with the first shot? Rabbi Gershon. Who agrees with the second shot? Nobody I found either.
Why would you need 6?
What?
Why would you need 6?
Well, one guy would need 5 for his half, and the other guy would need 6. Meaning, you're right, if one guy claimed it all, 5 would be enough. But given that one guy only claims half, so for that, then after 5 years, one guy wins, one brother wins, and after 6 years, the other brother wins.
I take out of first guy's position.
I guess after 5 years, one brother would get half, and the Markama would get half. Okay, who agrees with the third shot? All the other shot. Basically, everybody's going to write anything here agrees with the other half, with the third shot. Why do all the Rishonim agree with the third shot? Better. Why does the Rashbam agree with the third shot? Including the Rashbam, right? Right?
The Rashbam himself. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Daf, Mem Aleph and Beis.
Shalosh Lekuchos Mitzartim. Not partners, but Lekuchos. Meaning, I farm the land, the field for a year, and then I sell it to Domi. He farms it for a year, he sells it to Ozzy. Ozzy farms it for a year, and then the Markham comes. So, Shalosh Lekuchos Mitzartim, Amar Rava, or Rav, or whoever it was.
Amar Rav,
the Kulam Mishtar, only the Shtar, is the exact same case. What's in the two partners? I'm saying these are partners, and these are Lekuchos. And here it's two guys switching off, and here it's three guys transferring. That's the same basic idea. Can separate years of separate people being Mitzartim to each other? The answer is yes, Mishtar. That's the answer. It's like the parallel is striking. And that's why all the Rishonim agree. What is the parallel?
The parallel is Daf Mem Aleph Amud Al Amud Beis Shalosh Lekuchos Mitzarpin Amarav Bekulan Bishtar.
What does that mean? Obviously, it means in 3 years they win, right? That's the idea of Shalosh Lekuchos Mitzarpin, that they win in 3 years. So what do we see? 3 years is Mitzari people to be won. As our coal is mitzaret them. Normally, I can say, what do you mean? I heard one guy was there for a year, another guy there for a year, another guy for a year. These are opportunistic people who are just copping something who don't think they own anything. So, you know, what does that mean? That's why I didn't object. But if there's a coal that Bednar sold it to Lebret, and Lebret sold it to Fine, then he says, wow, this is serious. They feel like one guy owning it for 3 years because it's a cult. They sold it to each other legit, and they weren't acting like criminals. They were acting like owners. And they were with Sarif then. So then this is Micha.
And that's exactly that. It's an exact parallel. That's exactly what all the Rishonim, I haven't found any Rishonim other than your Rishonim doesn't say this shot. Okay, but obviously someone said the second shot. Because our Rishonim quoted it. We just don't know who, right? Someone said the second shot. I don't know who, but someone said it, right? What does he say? Inami, okay. He says, Inami? Hard. Yes, proportion, Inami. The Inami is also a Yeshua person. Okay, how do we defend these first two Pshatim? How do we defend a Rebbe Gershon? After all, if over there, even when they wrote a Shtar, they still need 3 years. Over here, when you write a Shtar, why would it be Miyad? Don't tell me a Shtar Shutfus is more offensive than a Shtar Mechira. They're both pretty offensive, someone writing a Shtar on my property. So, the answer is that Rebbe Gershon, the Shifas Yachid here, is the Shifas Yachid there. He reads the Gemara and Daphne Malafa and Beis. What does Rebbe Gershon say in Daphne Malafa and Beis? He says, "Kim lekuvim mitzarpin kol shemachar sadi laechad behesu b'shan v'halof zeshikno amach l'shem behesu b'shan v'halof zeshem yimach l'shlish behesu b'shan mitzarpin edel gimel shanin v'dami kilu shasav yado kev shlishi gimel shanin behesipah." Okay, Amar Rav, that's not a chiddush. Amar Rav kuvim mishtar kolomar im. It's interesting. Im. I wouldn't have said im. How would I read this Gemara? Vehainu, etc. What is I wonder if Rashbam says V'kul Mishtar. Okay, he does not directly translate the words. Okay, he says im, but if, meaning if a different case. Im Elo Lukuchos Vachur Del Mishtar Velo Micha Zed Mishas Mechira. And he wasn't both Mishas Mechira. Obviously, including talking pages of the newsreads. And Yochos Tov Limchos Mishas Mechira. It's too late. He cannot be Mocha anymore for the Shtar Miyad. Basically, he reads the Gemara. Lishitase, Rabbeinu Gershon Lishitase. The Gam Shon Perish, Perish, the Mkosfu Shtar, Hechzik, Miyad. That's a Shitas Yachid there. Meaning, it's a, you'll tell me it's a little bit of a different way of reading the Gemara. Okay, it's possible. How do you read the Gemara? Right? How do you read the Gemara? Right? Gimel Lukuchos. Mitzvartim. Vekulan Bishtar. That's Machlokit. You know, me and Gershom there and everyone else.
You did start that already. No.
I mean, at a certain point, just going to nail the this. Yeah. What are all the other Rishonim say? The other Rishonim say it's one case. 3 years plus shtar equals chazaka. And what does Rebbe Gershom say? He says it's two cases. 3 years, even without shtar, shtol kuchos mitzvartim. Miyad, bishtar, rather not modifying, but he's adding a new case. He's not modifying, he's adding a he's adding a new case.
Well, the other reject the first case also.
You're gonna he's gonna have some more trouble with the Gershon, but let's not get into it yet. How about the middle shita? The middle shita says 6 years. Clearly not due to the Gershon. But how come the Lukuchos, the Shtar has been siren with them three different people together, and 3 years is good enough? So how come here can't be entire two people together to be good enough? If the star can entire three people to, for 3 years, why can't it start two people for 3 years? So I guess if you want to, if you want to be annoying, say, oh, the Ishmael Farshim was really dumb, didn't know how to learn, because maybe it was just like the Rashbam's next door neighbor, not a big tabacha. But I don't think that's the most likely explanation. What are you tying it in? What are you tying it here? Here, I think somehow that's what you have to say. The Shtolos Lukuchos is better than our case. Because Shtolos Lukuchos, each Lukuchos claims full ownership. Is that what you mean?
Well, it's really that the Hazaka is really just the first. It's the first guy who owns it and claims the Hazaka. So the second and third guy are just finishing off.
Exactly. Meaning the second and third guy's bylaws is the same bylaws as the first guy. Yeah. It's saying the same thing as in the word. Over here, there are two different biluses. Rami's bilus and Marokko's bilus are two different items of the same physical taxa, but two different biluses. How can it start? I only own one half, and you only own the other half. How are we start? We all own the same thing where it started. Why? Because I'm owning what you own, and you're owning what he owns, so we all own the same thing. Over here, no. I only own what you don't own. You only own what I don't own. So how can you even start? That's what I'm saying. I think it's plush, that's the svara. That over there, by Lukuchos, they're continuing one bilus al kula. But by Shorfin, which is our case, they are not continuing the same bilus. Rather, they are different. It's a different bilus. Therefore, they can't be mitzari. Okay, none of you children were convinced by this. Why? You shouldn't say, don't be so legal with me. Lamaisa, it's the same shifra. You know, who cares exactly whether I think I've... Lamaisa, no one's cutting the shifra in half. Right? It's the same shifra, therefore it's mitzari. But maybe they should partially think, no. When I claim to own the land that you owned, because you sold it to me, and you own the land that he owned, because he sold it to you, we're all one joint chazaka. When I claim to own one half and you claim to own the other half, and we're not transferring our chazaka to each other, we are having different chazakas on different halves. That means we don't transfer the chazaka to each other. I'll be saying it for that mitzari. Okay, I think Oz is absolutely right. That's the sort of this issue. I'm Russian, even though we don't know their name. They didn't have to be embarrassed.
Just was just saying, I've seen this depend on how you look at shitless in general.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Perhaps, but well, perhaps, but we will leave it at that. Okay. What about a big decision now. Do I go one more steer before Chazara or not? So tempted to all right, you know, because I could finish this Bechor sheet, but I can go off the daf a little. You don't want to follow me off the daf, you can skip the next shiur. I don't care. Basically, we're going to have one more shiur that break for Chazara. If you finish the Makoros, you can start Chazaring. Let me first make some technical announcements here. I know we didn't get to number two yet on daf 36. Schedule announcements. We'll have shiur. We didn't get to number three, I meant. We didn't get to 36 number three yet. Schedule announcement. We'll have one here on Monday, and then we'll break for Chazara. After consultation with all the guys, we will break for Chazara after Monday's shiur. I want to talk a little more about Negiya Be'edus, because Negiya Be'edus is really something that's come up again and again and again. You saw some of the Torahs in the sheets, and maybe get into it, because the real place to get into Negiya Be'edus in our perek is... You know, it's really in Daf Mem Gimel, but I have a sneaking suspicion we're not going to get the Daf Mem Gimel. I plan to get this so you're Daf Mem Gimel, but I don't think we're going to hit Daf Mem Gimel, I'm sorry to say. So I want to get to Daf Mem Gimel now, talk a little about Negiya Be'edus. This is our last chance before Daf Mem Gimel, really, to talk about Negiya Be'edus. So let us have one more shiur on Monday. And then we'll break for Chazara. The Chazara, what we're going to do now is, in order to be making a little on the Chazara and balance a little, we're going to Chazar the first parak and have a Bechina on the first parak. This third parak, meaning we'll Chazar through Shir 28, whatever it was, 28 Shir on the first parak. From Shir 29 on, we'll Chazar with the second Bechina. So I just wanted the Makoros for the next Shir. I should have sent them out, but anyone who wants to, because we're not going Vayikra in the Gemara. We're going to stop here in the Gemara. I know, should we go like one more line of Gemara? have an excuse that we're still continuing the Gemara. Toshkuni Davai, that's a great idea. Okay, we'll also go on in the Gemara part about the base rova, but I don't have anything to say about it whatsoever. So just the Inyan Nogeya Be'edusa, besides the 36, Chelek 3, just to get started, there's a Rimi, very important Rimi Gash, Daf Mem Heyam and Aleph, Dibra Maskel, Lo Michale. Look at the Rambam in light of that, after you see the Rimi Gash, and her Health of Edo's Perk, Desbog, Halacha Aleph. Look at the Sos, and well, let's go stick with a little more Rishonim perhaps. The Rashba on Ben Gimel of an Aleph, Dibra Maxel, the Amai, this South who betray, really betray, whatever the proper Girsa is. And then look at the Dos and the Nesiva, same Sivkatan, Lamed Zayin and Sivkatan Aleph. And I'll send out the rest of the chorus later in Yitzhak Hashem, and then put that together with everything we've been discussing until now. And we'll discuss that on Monday. And then we will we'll discuss that on Monday. And then we will break for Chazara.